You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Mandy Holm. Good morning, Mandy. I'm looking forward to this conversation. I do not believe that we have had this organization on the show before, so I'm looking forward to welcoming them and learning what they're all about and how they're serving our local community. We're joined this morning by Scott Shelar. He is the president and CEO of the Construction Education Foundation of Georgia, or we like to call CEFGA. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. Like I said, we're excited to have you on the show and learn about what you're doing. Now, before we get into what CEFGA is all about, though, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in North Florida, St. Augustine, and I came to Georgia to go to Georgia Southern University down in Statesboro. So that's where I started in Georgia. And then I moved to Atlanta in 1993 to work on the Atlanta Paralympic Games. And so that's what brought me to Atlanta. I have a sports background, which is not at all construction or real estate related, but I started in sports and I'm a writer by trade. I love to communicate. And so I was a communications manager for the Paralympic Games for about 3 years. And then my family background, though, is in construction. My grandfather down in Florida was a residential developer in North Florida. And so I think construction's in my blood. And so after the games were over, I could either move to Sydney, Australia or plant roots in Atlanta. And I chose to plant roots in Atlanta and get back into the construction industry. And I actually started my career in construction with a group called the Associated General Contractors. And it was there that I learned about this skilled labor shortage and how we needed more people coming into our industry. And this was way back in, whatever that was, 1998. And so I've been doing that ever since 98. I've been with this organization, CEFGA, for 21 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yep.
We're thrilled you returned to your construction roots. Tell us a little bit more about CEFGA.
Yeah, so CEFGA is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We were started actually in 1993, so we've been around for 26 years. Started by some visionaries in our industry who knew that we needed more young people coming into our industry. You know, we've told generations of young people they have to go get a four-year degree to be successful. And the reality is there are good careers in construction that don't require a four-year degree, right? You can become an electrician or a plumber or a heating and air technician. And so that's what CEFGA is all about, is how do we get more young people and parents and counselors to think about the construction industry as a viable career option. And so that's what we're focused on.
Well, talk more about that. I mean, the skilled labor shortage, it's a serious issue. And it's not just in the construction industry. I mean, that's across the board and across many different industries. But go deep on the severity of that problem. And I'm of this belief that we really need to start pushing people more into the trade schools again, because we're just out of that kind of talent. And that's pretty cool living. I mean, there's some amazing technologies, and the innovation that's happening and that broad spectrum is fascinating. It's an exciting place to be. Talk more about the problem that you're trying to solve.
Yeah, so you're right. It's not just an Atlanta thing. It is nationwide, and it's not just a construction thing. It's many different industries like manufacturing and logistics. They're having trouble finding people as well. And so it is a deep problem. And I think it does go back to the fact that for generations, the last 30 or 40 years, we've told young people, the only path to success is to go get a four-year degree, right? And so, and then what happens is they go get that degree in sociology, or in my case, political science, and it doesn't really...
Oh, I got that. I got that same useless degree. Yep.
And so you get that, and then you come out and you find out there aren't a lot of career opportunities for those sorts of degrees. And then the problem too is you have all this student debt built up, right? And so now you have a degree that you can't really put to use, and you're working at a job making $11 or $12 an hour if you're lucky. And those numbers don't work. You never catch up with that student debt. And so, so we're focused on lifting up the trades. And we do believe there are great career opportunities. You can make a lot of money in this industry, as you all know. And you can go as high as you want to go in construction. That's what we like to tell young people. You can start out as a laborer or a skilled worker like an electrician or plumber, but you can go on and own your own business if that's what you want to do. And then you can make as much money as you want to make. As you all know, there's a lot of money in construction and development, especially in Atlanta right now. And so the upside is so huge in this industry. And that's what we're working to share with young people. And the most exciting thing is I feel like we're really starting to get some traction in that area. More and more people are listening to the message, you know, that there are good opportunities. And we are seeing that pendulum finally swing, right? I've been at this for 21 years. And I'd say for the first 15 years, it was like we were spitting in the wind because it was still all about getting a four-year degree. But I'd say in the last 5 years, people, based on what I'm reading online and based on what I'm hearing from counselors and teachers and the schools that we work with, people are starting to get the message and they're starting to listen and starting to pursue opportunities in our industry, which is really good timing, you know, with where we are right now in construction.
So. Mm-hmm.
So do you have any specific programs to spread that message more effectively?
We do. We have probably what we're most well known for is something called Construction Ready. It's a program that we started in partnership with Arthur Blank and his foundation on the west side of Atlanta.
We know who that is.
Yes. And, you know, when he was building Mercedes-Benz Stadium, he had a two-pronged mission, right? He wanted to build this world-class stadium, but he also wanted to help people on the west side of Atlanta. And he walked the streets of the west side of Atlanta and he said the number one thing people need are access to quality jobs. And so here's a win-win opportunity, right? Our industry needs people. Arthur Blank wanted to put people on the west side to work. And so we created this program called Construction Ready, created it about 5 years ago now. And we started it on the west side of Atlanta in English Avenue, Vine City, those neighborhoods down there. And we were very successful. We ended up putting 170 people, Atlanta residents, to work on Mercedes-Benz Stadium as a result of that initial effort. And it was so successful that we've been able to expand it across Atlanta. We have four different locations now. And over the last 5 years, we've trained about 1,000 people through this program. And, you know, that's what we're most well known for. But we also do a lot of work in what we call the K-12 space, where we're working with young people, elementary students, middle school students, high school students, to make them aware of opportunities in our industry. And I'd say it's about 60% of the work we do is in the Construction Ready space. And that's, think of that as 18 and older. Those are people who maybe they chose a different path. Maybe they went and got that useless four-year degree. And then they realized that I need a better path or I want to get into construction. Construction Ready is a four-week program. Within 4 weeks, we get you trained and placed with a company like Holder Construction, McKinney's Mechanical, J.E. Dunn, DPR, a lot of big commercial construction companies just need people and they come to us to hire them.
4 years or 4 weeks?
Oh, and ours is free, by the way. Our program is free.
Okay. That's another key difference. So, I mean, and what a great gig out of the gate to put on your resume. Well, you know, anything you worked on, well, Mercedes-Benz, you know,
no big deal.
But that adds a little gravitas to their market appeal, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming you can say that a lot of those people were able to stay in the industry and continue to find other things once the stadium was built. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the exciting thing about our industry and the market in Atlanta right now is there's so much building going on. If you're good at what you do in construction, there are opportunities out there for you. I mean, as I was driving here today, you know, you look at the State Farm project, that $1 billion development by Perimeter.
My mom works there. She's going to go in that building.
And we have a bunch of people working there project with Holder Construction. And, you know, it's such an exciting time to be in the construction and development industry in Atlanta. The other crazy thing is I don't see it slowing down anytime soon, right?
I would agree.
So everybody I talk to just says, it's going to continue. We're going to continue to need people. The other thing that's happening is we have an aging workforce, right? You look at pictures, like I was looking at a group photo of a construction company's superintendents and they were all well over 50, right? They were late 50s. You know, they're all going to be retiring within the next 5 to 10 years.
And bringing all their knowledge and experience with them.
Taking it with them, absolutely. And so we have a little bit of a time crunch to get as many people in as we can so they can capture that wisdom and knowledge before those people move on and leave our industry. And so, but it's exciting. I mean, it's an exciting challenge and we're helping people find what we know to be a really rewarding career opportunity. And it's a lot of fun.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time and I can promise you this, you can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise, energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So, all right, so the Construction Ready 18 and up, that makes all kinds of sense to me, but tell me more about this K-12 program. I mean, to me, that's let's get them while they're young and making them realize this is a really intriguing industry to go into. Talk more about that program. How does it work? How do you get into it?
Yeah, so we work very closely with the Georgia Department of Education, right, on this. And so over the last 20 years, we've been able to help establish over 150 high school construction programs. So students are learning construction while they're still enrolled in high school, and they're learning a lot of the same things that we teach in our Construction Ready class. You know, OSHA 10-hour, we hit safety really hard, basic hand and power tools, print reading. These are fundamental skills that no matter what you do in construction, you need to learn. And the neat thing is, in partnership with the Georgia Department of Education, we've been able to set these programs up, you know, in high schools across the state of Georgia. The other cool thing is now we're starting to push those programs down into earlier grade levels. So in Roswell, for example, we have middle school construction programs where if you're a middle school student, you can enroll. You know, when we were all in school, they were probably called elective classes. Now they call them connections classes, but you can enroll in a middle school construction connections class while you're still in sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And then the even cooler thing is we're pushing it down to the elementary level where you have these construction clubs where you can go after school and you can build a tiny house or you can build, you know, some small project. And the idea is to have students see and touch and feel tools and materials and smell that sawdust at a really young age so that they remember it. They might get off track or they might, you know, they might go in a different direction, but they'll remember how much joy they got from building something with their hands. And that's what we're working to get into the schools. And so that, you know, in some ways, if you think about it, Construction Ready is kind of a reactive program. We're helping people who maybe got off track or figured out later in life. We're working to be more proactive by getting it into that elementary, middle, and high school so that more young people can choose it as a first, you know, a first choice.
Instill it as an option.
Exactly. At a young age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not even really creating laborers either. I mean, you're also maybe spreading the seed of someone who may be an engineer or an architect.
Yeah. And that's the point. I mean, I always think of our industry as a ladder, right? And so a laborer is that first rung. And you know, a lot of people get on the first rung and they're good there.
You don't know how it works.
Exactly. You get on the first rung, but then there are so many rungs on that ladder in our industry, if you think about it. And, you know, I don't even know, the top rung may be a business owner. It may be an engineer. It may be CEO of a big company. I don't know, but there are all these different rungs. And you think about construction, we all kind of take it for granted because we're in the industry. But I mean, you have residential, you have commercial, you have engineering, you have architecture. I mean, that's part of our industry as well. We need people to design the buildings, to engineer the buildings, and then build the buildings. And so it's just such a vast industry. And then even within construction, this is what I tell people. People don't realize what it takes to build a building. I mean, everything that goes into building a building, when people think of construction, they think of hammers and nails and shovels and ditches and dirt. But there's so much more. Any building you go into, you have sprinkler heads, right? If you look up at the ceiling, there are sprinkler heads. Well, there's a whole network of pipes behind the ceilings that power the sprinkler heads. And so we like to share this knowledge and passion and, you know, with as many people as we can so that they say, hey, this sounds really cool. You know, cool career opportunity. We help them figure out how to pursue it.
Anything new for 2019 that we should be paying attention to?
Well, the big thing in August, we are rolling out an awards program for construction companies who take care of their field level employees, because there are really two sides to this equation. We got to get more people coming into our industry, but then we have to make the jobs even better than they are. And what we mean by that is, we're looking for companies who are paying good wages, offering clear career pathways for people, offering training opportunities. If somebody comes in as a laborer with your company, you know, we're looking for companies who will help move those people along, right? If they want to take that next step on the ladder, we're looking for companies who will help them take that next step. Do they have career pathways? Do they have training programs? That sort of thing. And so that's the next big thing. And then, of course, in 2020, we're moving our big career expo to the Georgia World Congress Center. And we are super excited about that. That event alone attracts over 9,000 people each year. So it's a big deal. And we're just excited about moving it downtown and making it even bigger.
Wow. Good luck on that.
So how exactly are you funded for all of these exciting programs?
So we get funding from three primary sources. The first is the employers themselves. We get good donations, corporate donations from companies like Holder Construction and J.E. Dunn and DPR, you know, over 300 different construction companies. But then we also get funding from philanthropic organizations like the Arthur Blank Family Foundation, the Casey Foundation, Atlanta Career Rise, the Home Depot Foundation is another one of our big supporters. And then the third source is government funding. We are able to tap into something called WIOA, which is a federal training program. We've been able to tap in and get some resources there as well. And so it's very deliberate that we get it from three different sources. We don't want to be overly reliant on any one source, because employers, for example, when the economy, you know, cools off, those employer donations tend to shrink up a little bit. But we're very deliberate in terms of pursuing funding from those three big categories.
If someone's listening to this and this idea is intriguing, I guess they can just contact you to learn how they can become a part of this and contribute.
Yeah, the best way is through our website. We have a pretty robust website and you can learn a lot there. You can learn a lot more about our foundation there, read our success stories there, which are pretty neat to read about real people that we've, you know, helped get into the industry. But CEFGA.org, CEFGA.org is the best way. And we have a whole team of people that can be contacted for different purposes.
So walk us through, one thing I heard that was really intriguing was when I heard about the percentage, what percentage of your students were placed upon graduation? As I recall, it was quite amazing. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So with our Construction Ready program specifically, we have a 95% placement rate. So when we recruit people into that program, we're very clear. We can't guarantee that you'll get a job, but if you stick with us, there's a 95% chance. And so, you know, and we take some of the credit for that. We've built a really good program that helps get people ready, but a lot of that's a function of the economy and just how busy companies are and how badly they need people. So that's a big part of it. But yeah, we're proud of the 95% placement rate. And we have a really cool process for matching our graduates with employers. We do 18 days of training. On day 19, we do something called a hiring fair, where we invite our employers in to meet our graduates. And some people who watch it say it's a little bit like speed dating, because our graduates are seated there at their tables and the employers come in and move around the room and interview the different graduates. And at the end of the process, the graduates rank the employers. They say, of all the employers I talked to, my top choice is whatever, my second choice. And then the employers rank the graduates, right? And so, and that's a key lesson too. Employment is a two-way street, yep. Right? Obviously, the employer has to want you. That, you know, that's a prerequisite. But you have to be able to envision yourself working with whoever that employer is. And
absolutely.
So the example I give is, if you're afraid of heights, do not match with that roofing company, right? Because that roofing company at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, for example, will put you 300 feet up in the air, and that's not going to work out so well, right? And so
don't put me down for that.
So that's part of the matching process. And I think part of the reason we've had such good success in terms of placing people.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. All right. So Scott, before we let you go, once again, should someone want to get involved with your programs or want to become a member, you know, participate in the programs, where do they go to get information?
Yeah, so there are actually two websites. I mentioned earlier, CEFGA.org. That's our primary website where you can learn about everything we do, whether it's Construction Ready or K-12 Pipeline or Career Expo. But the other website is constructionready.us. That's a direct portal into our Construction Ready program. And you can go there if you want to register for that program or learn more about it. Whether you're a job seeker looking for the opportunity or an employer looking to hire people, you can go to constructionready.us and sign up there to get more information.
Outstanding.
Very cool.
Scott Shelar, the president and CEO of CEFGA, or the Construction Education Foundation of Georgia. Scott, it was a real pleasure. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Mandy Holm, I am Todd Schnick. It's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.